بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. وعن عائشة رضي الله تعالى عنها قالت: كنا نعد لرسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم سواكه وطهوره، فيبعثه الله ما شاء أن يبعثه من الليل، فيتسوك ويتوضأ ويصلي. رواه مسلم. سيدنا عائشة رضي الله تعالى عنها narrates that we used to prepare for Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam his miswak and his wuzu water, and then Allah ta'ala would make him wake up at whatever time of the night Allah ta'ala willed, and then Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam would use the miswak, perform wudu and perform his tahajjud. So again, from this hadith we understand the importance of using the miswak, that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam loved to utilize the miswak, especially when awakening and when he would wake up for tahajjud salat. Before making his wudu, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam would first make his miswak. وعن أنس رضي الله عنه قال قال رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم أكثرت عليكم في السواك. رواه البخاري. أنس رضي الله عنه رئيس رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم said, I have repeatedly advised you to use the miswak. أَكْثَرْتُ عَلَيْكُمْ فِي السِّوَاكِ. So again, Rasulullah has stressed, he has highlighted the importance of using the miswak. وَعَنْ شُرِيحِ بْنِ هَانِيٍ رَضِيَ اللَّهُ تَعَالَى عَنْهَا قَالْ قُلْتُ لِعَائِشَةَ رَضِيَ اللَّهُ تَعَالَى عَنْهَا بِأَيِّ شَيْءٍ كَانَ يَبْدَأُ النَّبِيُّ صَلَّى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ وَسَلَّمَ إِذَا دَخَلَ بَيْتَهُ قَالَتْ بِالسِّوَاكِ. رواه مسلم. Again, from this hadith, Hazrat Shurayh bin Hani radiyallahu anhu narrates, I asked Sayyidina Aisha radiyallahu ta'ala anha, what did Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam do first when he entered his house? What would he commence with? She replied, he used to make the miswak first. So again, from so many ahadiths, at night also Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam making miswak, during the day making miswak, entering the home also, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was always concerned to keep his mouth pure and fragrant. And this is important for all of us, inshallah. We should try and make the miswak. We are doing the ahadith of miswak. Let us try and bring this into amal. Allah Ta'ala give us tawfiq and hidayah. Wa akhiru da'wana alhamdulillahi rabbil alamin. Subhanallahi bihamdihi. Subhanakallahu.